This is Wade Vransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. In the labor movement, it's all about the UAW now. Hands down, the UAW's masterful conduct of their recent strike has been a wake-up call for the labor movement, not only in the United States, but everywhere with ripple effects far and wide. On the issue of wages, their victory has set a benchmark for auto workers and others. Interestingly and disturbingly for the UAW efforts to organize the transplants, as they call the foreign automakers on U.S. soil, one company after another is running fast to catch up to the new wage agreement. Hyundai announced a 25% wage bump for its U.S.-based workers. Toyota and Honda had almost immediately announced increases to stay competitive and, of course, to keep the UAW from organizing their plants, as they have announced they will try to do once again. We have tens of thousands of auto worker free riders on the wage increases run by UAW members at Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Suddenly, we have sectoral bargaining for auto workers without the UAW gaining any members despite carrying all the weight. Good news for them, but it doesn't seem right. There are other phenomena that are obvious from the UAW and its member strike. Never was it truer that victory has a thousand followers while defeat is an orphan. Some of the coup counting for this victory almost seemed to have some getting ahead of themselves to make sure they've harvested enough credit. Days after the strike settlement, and way before the members had voted, there was a curious article planted in the Wall Street Journal entitled "Activists Help Huge UAW Win" that showered credit on Chris Brooks, Jonah Furman, and lawyer Ben Decker. I've known Brooks off and on since he was a community organizer in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a union rep for NEA in that section of the state. He's taken some brickbats as he rose to chief of staff in the UAW after the election, so he certainly deserves to take a celebratory lap around the field with his team. It's just unusual in the labor movement for staff folks to jump out in front of their elected leaders. Not that Sean Fain isn't getting the lion's share as he deserves, but the timing and sequencing of the press on this makes it look like more like resume building and a letter home to mom rather than building the UAW to the next stage when the hard organizing begins after the victory is salted away. They're getting credit for great comms, but this doesn't hit the right targets like so much else of what they've been doing. Fain is on a roll, and it would be a mistake to discount the UAW in the wake of this victory. They are trying to get workers to sign authorization cards for the union online. He's calling for other unions to try and win contract terminations for May 1st. May Day, to up the ante on employers everywhere. Auto workers in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America and Europe are striking and making the same demands for increases that the UAW has won. Maybe this is another sign of a labor movement becoming more aggressive and confronting, as Fain has done, oligarchs and inequity. It couldn't have happened at a better time. It's never too late for the labor movement to embrace the change and go for the win. This is Wade Vransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.